Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The key to off-market strategy is basically persistence in following up and consistency in contacting them. A lot of people try to do this on their own and they do it once and they forget about it.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, Best of Listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be talking about three strategies to find more off-market apartment deals. Going to do something a little bit different today. Instead of me going over these three strategies, I'm going to let the experts, the people who are actually implementing these strategies, tell you. So we're going to be doing clips from three previous best ever guests, starting with James Kandasamy. So James Kandasamy found two, at the time of the interview, off-market apartment opportunities, one 45 units, another 174 units. And he found these by sending a text message to owners. So here is how James was able to accomplish this.
Both of my first two property were bought directly from the sellers. So we use our own strategy to get in touch with the sellers and work directly with them. And that's the primary point on why we're able to get at a good price per door.
Oh, wow. So how do you do that?
The way we do it is basically we look at the rent roll of all the property owners from websites like the BCAT, which is the county tax website. And also there's another website called ListSource, where you can basically go and download all the property information, and then you have to do a skip tracing to find the owners. And once you do a skip tracing, you basically try to contact them using mailing, using cold calling, using texting. And it's a lot of work, but the amount of work gives you some of the best deals, right? I think in this hot market, it's just so hard to hope on brokers to bring you deals, because brokers do have fiduciary responsibility to make sure that they get the highest price for the sellers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of sellers out there who have other problems that they didn't want to bring it to market. Like these two deals, I mean, the sellers didn't want to go to brokers and they were able to trust me because I build a relationship with them. Once you do enough marketing, you build a relationship with them and they are able to trust you and they're able to allow you to buy it at a good price.
As far as the owner goes in this situation, you walked us through the process for how you track them down. But then, do you remember if it was a phone call or a text? It was a text.
Yes, correct. It's
text. And what did your text say?
The text say basically, hi, I'm a permanent investor in this region, basically Central Texas, and I saw your property at XYZ, and I'm interested in buying it, and you can sell it direct to me without any broker's commission. Would you like to talk further?
Mm.
And that's a very expensive tax because you get really good deals with that tax.
What did they text back?
They would say, why not you talk to this guy? So you would have sent maybe 500 over tags and you might get less than 1% response. But within that 1%, you might have a 0.1% acceptance ratio and you're able to basically work on that deal from that point on. But apart from immediate response, you also build a relationship with these people. sometimes they do come and ask you a bit more details about you, and they may say they are not selling right now. They may say they are not selling, but at least you know you have the contact of that seller and you're able to follow up from time to time. So the key to off-market strategy is basically persistence in following up and consistency in contacting them. A lot of people try to do this on their own and they do it once and they forget about it. However, the market is getting hot. A lot of sellers who want to sell off-market are also having trouble buying a replacement property, even though they want to sell it to people like me at a good price, but they're having difficulty in buying the next property. So that's a problem right now. But I think if you hustle and be persistent in your approach, we should be able to find a ton of good deals over there.
So as James said, he found a list. He skipped traced the list to find the phone numbers of the actual owners, and then he sent them a text message. He talked about what he included in this text message, and then the key to this strategy for him is the consistent follow-up. So if you want to learn more about James Kandasamy and hear his best ever advice, you can listen to him on episode 1273, Deep Value Add Apartment Syndications with James Kandasamy. The next strategy comes from Dylan Borland. Dylan is going to tell you about the one thing that he does differently that he believes allows him to generate more off-market apartment leads. Listen to what he has to say.
I think the best advice I can give to people as it relates to single family, I know we just talked about multifamily, but we do them both, and that's really where I got my roots was in single family, is to prospect. I think that's the difference. Our firm does 100 fix and flips a year on the single family side. And I swear the sole difference for that is we get on the phones, myself included, and we spend our days prospecting. So instead of buying the list and mailing to it like everybody does, we buy the list, run the phone numbers, and make the calls, right? And in addition to that, it's tracking your numbers. Because what we track, we can improve. And then what we track our numbers, we can build a predictable and a duplicatable business. So I know exactly where I need to do for my next deal, where I need to go. So I think that that's a key element that a lot of people don't probably hear and they probably don't teach out there. Mm-hmm. But I think that's been the biggest accelerator to our growth and continues to be. So instead of marketing, waiting for the business to come to you, like you just asked me where are all the good multifamily deals, we download the list and we call.
Where do you buy it from or download it from?
We use CoStar, which I think is national. Have you heard of CoStar?
Of course. Yep.
We build out lists through CoStar for multifamily. And then for single family, you just buy your traditional list, your absentees, your probates, your foreclosures. Instead of mailing to them, you just get the phone numbers and call them.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever, and remember to mention the Best Ever podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
With CoStar, you do a search for your area and the type of property you're looking for. And then does that give you the phone numbers, or then do you have to take an extra step for that?
CoStar does give us the owner's name, address, the true owner, and then their phone numbers. I think there's rare occasions where the phone numbers are not attached, and then those are pretty easily found. But generally speaking, when you export it, phone numbers are there as well.
How do you find them easily?
We use two companies, either White Pages Premium. Most of these properties are owned by corporations or companies who have some sort of an internet presence. Number two or number three, if we go deeper than that, we use a service called Vulcan 7, which really gets deep into scrubbing the data and getting us accurate contact information for the property owner. Mm. And Vulcan is like Salt Track, like Vulcan the number 7.
And the big differentiator for you is you're picking up the phone and calling versus doing the direct mail thing for apartments.
We spend less than $1,000 a month on our marketing for both residential and multifamily. The big differentiator is picking up the phone.
What do you say? 2-3 hours. You just found my number. I'm an apartment owner. You just called me. What do you say?
We're just reaching out to you. Hey, Joe, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Dylan over at the Borland Group. We're looking at buying properties in your particular area, and that's how we found out about yours, and we wanted to see if you have any interest in selling.
Just like that. And what do you need from the conversation in order to get what you want out of it?
It's a numbers game, right? So the vast majority of people aren't interested in selling, but we're looking for the one that does, and all that person has to say is, yeah, I have a slight interest, or what would you offer me? And if there's any inclination that they would like an offer, then we start the process from there. That's collecting the data, getting the rent rolls, the occupancies, and then make them an offer, see if it makes sense for them.
Easy enough.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Just pick up the phone and just say, are you interested in selling? Where people, I think, get frustrated is because you make 100 calls, 99 people are going to say, I'm not interested in selling. But you're only looking for the one that is.
Yeah.
And the one that is, like Southfield, for example, that's how we got the Southfield deal. We got it off market a month before he was going to list it with a broker, and we bought it $10,000 to $15,000 under market value. We got it for $43,000 a unit, I think it was, and they're trading for $53,000 to $56,000 in that area in their current condition.
Good for you. Love hearing that. You said $1,000 a month. Does that include your CoStar subscription?
Good question. No, that does not include the CoStar subscription. We have a brokerage is like $320 or $350 a month, I think.
Okay, cool.
Did you get a discount, I guess, if you're a broker? I think that's how it works.
Dylan says that the one thing that allows him to do more off-market deals is picking up the phone rather than focusing on direct mailers alone. He also mentioned that it's also important to track the numbers to make sure you know what works and what doesn't work so you can do more of the former and less of the latter. Dylan also talked about where he buys his list, how he finds the contact information of the owner, as well as how the conversation goes once he has a potential owner on the phone. To learn more about Dylan Borland and to hear his best ever advice, check out his episode 1170, Multifamily Syndication 201, Finding Off-Market Properties and Structuring the Deal. The third and final strategy comes from Corey Boatwright. Corey, during his clip, goes into detail on the importance of creating the right marketing piece that addresses the owner's pain point. So he talks about tactics to do that. And then he also provides a very unique twist on the direct mailer that's allowed him to maximize his open rate.
One is I've done mailers on finding deals on apartment complexes. And what I found in the greater OKC area in a source called ListSource, a lot of your listeners are probably familiar with it or not, you can go to listsource.com and you can pull data and you can look at apartments that are 10 units and above. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting that I found after doing a small mailer was some people that contacted didn't even know what their NOI was, mm-hmm. didn't know what a P&L sheet was, Joe. Couldn't tell you how many exact units are, couldn't tell you what the vacancy rate was, couldn't tell you how much work's needed. This really blew my mind because there is this assumption and there's this perception that because someone owns a $5 million, $10 million asset, mm-hmm. that they're smarter than you or whatever it is, that they know more about that unit, that they're going to be less motivated to work with you because they have options. And they do have options, but as understanding the pain points from motivated sellers in the wholesaling business, which is what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, it is a different animal on multifamily because it takes longer time, but the pain points are really interesting. On multifamily, it is my partners and I have a legal dispute.
Yep.
I'm going through a divorce right now. I'm embarrassed because I don't know how to run this thing. I don't want anybody out there telling me like, oh, your 150 unit now is being bought up because you don't know how to do it. There's embarrassment. There's shame involved. Mm-hmm. They've got properties inherited and their kids and the kids are on drugs or they're doing stuff they shouldn't be. And they're running the asset into the ground. They don't have any idea on their accounting. Or maybe some of the things they just need to do a 1031. There's a lot of other reasons, but some of the ones that weren't so obvious that was very learning for me was these people are still motivated too. So no one is hitting someone right between the eyes, which is what great marketing does, and speaks to one person. I'm not talking about speaking to this economy of multifamily owners that all assuming just because they have 100 units or whatever, that they're happy and everything's great and they're bigger than everyone else. I'm talking about a message that speaks to your pain. Because mm-hmm. once you speak to that person's pain, then you'll get a response. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I'm talking about, is finding that marketing piece that says, hey, if you have a challenge right now and you need to sell the property quickly, but you don't know what it's worth, you really don't know if you've been fixing the property up the way it should be. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm local. I'm here in Oklahoma City. I've lived here for years and years and years. Let's go have coffee. This is a completely confidential conversation. By the way, anything that has private, confidential, your email address, your personal phone number saying this is real, stuff like that, it stands out from all of the noise that they get all the time that says, I want you to call me because if you're interested in selling your multifamily.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group of 8 to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at BEC2022.com. That's BEC2022.com.
When you say speak to one person and find that pain point, how do you create something that speaks to one person when, as you mentioned earlier, there are varying pain points on the spectrum? Like if I'm going through a divorce, my pain point is going to be different from if I have inherited a property and I don't know what I'm doing.
Sure. So one thing that I know that hasn't worked is a postcard. So if you're approaching this marketing for multifamily and you're using a postcard, stop doing it. Because the postcard, it's really designed for single family. And there's a reason why, but I don't want to get into it necessarily right now. I'll tell you that a letter is going to be more effective, and not only a letter, but a FedEx package that you can get a signature. Because how many FedEx packages do you send and you don't open?
Right.
I mean, you're going to open
it. You open it. You always open it.
Or if you have a envelope with a window that shows their name and at the top of it, open immediately or urgent, something that shows urgency. Mm-hmm. And we can get into particulars of split testing, but the answer to your question is you are going to have to split test it. And I'd love to right now to show you all the data, but I'm still working on this myself. So maybe at the end of the year, we could have another one. That'd be awesome to follow up. But you're going to have to split test. And the cool thing about multifamily, when you do these lists, Joe, is that they're not that big. I send out between 50 and 60,000 mail pieces for single family motivated homeowners every single month. I've done it for years, right? I don't have to do even 10% of that, because there's not 10% of 75 to 150 apartment complexes in the greater OKC area. It doesn't exist. So because you have a smaller list, now you have to change your mindset. And this is hard for marketers, because we think, what's the best ROI for our marketing piece? You have to change that. You have to think about, what is the best way that I can get in touch with the apartment owner? If I did get a deal and it's a direct to the owner, I'm not having to worry about a broker. So what's that saving on a $3 to $5 million deal? You know, I mean, that's saving at least $100,000 or more, right? If I didn't have to do that, what could I spend on the marketing piece? Well, for me, I'm spending between 31 and 34 cents on a little postcard with a API that goes to Google for a Google image, says, is this your house? That one's really effective. But on this, for a letter, you're going to spend 50, 60, 70 cents just on a regular marketing to a single family. You have to stop thinking about that, because your list is only 5,000, 6,000 people, Joe. Now you can spend $15, $20. If you wanted to, you could probably spend $30 or $40, depending on where you are and what your marketing is, to get in touch with this person. And that's the way that you have to think about it. And it's really hard, because usually you want to go the cheapest route, but on multifamily, you're going to have to spend a little bit more money, but it's going to be worth it if you find even one really solid deal.
So I really like how Corey goes into the mindset behind creating the right marketing piece. And then he also talked about how to find the list of owners. And then that, rather than sending a postcard or your traditional direct mailer, instead use a FedEx package that requires a signature, or a envelope that says urgent or open immediately. Because as he says, who doesn't open those? No one leaves a FedEx package unopened. At the end, he mentioned that this strategy does cost a little bit more money, but the ROI is still going to be a lot higher, since you're dealing with large apartment communities rather than these smaller single family homes. So to hear more from Corey and learn his best ever advice, check out episode 1874, Veteran Real Estate Investor Shares Story of Scaling the Real Estate Ranks with Corey Boatwright. So to conclude the three strategies that we went over today, the first one came from James Kandasamy. He finds off-market apartment deals by sending text messages to the owner. Next is Dylan Borland, who focuses on cold calling, actually picking up the phone and contacting these owners. And then Corey Boatwright still uses the direct mailing, but rather than using the traditional direct mailing piece, he pays a little bit more money for FedEx packages and letters and envelopes with open immediately and urgent in order to increase conversion rate and open rates. And for all these episodes, of course, they went into specific details on finding these lists and then what they say when they're texting on the phone, writing the message to a potential seller. So thank you for tuning in today. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.